special is in the air here. Long.
Kinsley to Sullivan.
Back at the bowl games, Breece Hall over the right side, powering in, touchdown Cyclones.
Round to the 10, to the left side, to the 5, touchdown! Oh my goodness, what a run by Long!
All right. What a day.
What a day.
I'm speechless. We just beat the number 9 team in the nation won the NIT. I think it's the NIT tournament, right? I don't even know what to say. Like, I was speechless. Like, it's been, we just watched Brock Purdy and Breece Hall, all those players, playing Jack Trice for the last time, and then I just wanted to compete against Memphis, and man, did we compete! Yeah, I don't know. Like, what's your thoughts?
I mean, I don't think you could script a better day as a Cyclone fan. I mean, you start in the afternoon, send off the best senior class in Iowa State history, and have a chance to play a top 10 team in November, which isn't super common in basketball. And I think after the Xavier game, everyone was pretty encouraged. I think we showed we could defend some talented players, and Xavier had a few guys out, so it's kind of hard to know exactly how we would stack up against another top 25 team. And
man, just Memphis was long. They're talented. Like, that Bates guy is
I mean, they're loaded. Like, but we outcoached them. We played harder than them, and
they have Larry Brown on their coaching staff.
Our defense is incredible.
Like, I'm just waiting. I don't know, because like last year, you have to just throw that out, because like the people just keep talking about last year, but like we have a whole new team.
Whole new team, whole new coach.
Whole new culture already.
Like, last year has nothing to do with this team, and I think this team has quickly shown us that this is back to being fun, and I would say basketball is fun, and Hilton's going to be insane this year, and
it's happened so fast.
Yeah.
And it's usually like a building process, like Fred's first year, we were a lot ups and downs. It took a while to get the right winning formula in, but we play hard, we dive for loose balls, and we have Kauscher, and Tyrese Hunter is like one of the most talented freshmen. Like, I can't even think of like a true freshman coming in and just taking control of the team and leading the team, and everyone just falling behind him. Like, Gabe Kauscher is like really nasty on defense. And he's finally getting a shot back, because like last year of him coming to Iowa State was like, can we get his three ball going back? And I think it's coming back, because like he has a stroke. And today, like when he shot it and made it, it was like barely even hit the net.
Yeah, no, I don't think confidence is ever an issue with Gabe, and I think that's kind of what TJ does though. I think he instills confidence in his guys. If you go play hard, he's not going to yell at you for taking bad shots. And I think that as a shooter, I think confidence is the first thing you need. And I think TJ does such a good job of just instilling confidence in all of our guys. And by using to hit the nail on the head, Tyrese Hunter is so impressive and so mature for being 18 years old. He is kind of the heartbeat of the team. He runs the offense. He defends really well. He communicates really well. And it's November. Like, he's only going to get better.
Yeah. And so this was on the road. Like, he's in York.
Yeah.
The tournament team. Like, he's not intimidated at all.
No.
Like, that's just so impressive.
Yeah, no, it has totally changed my outlook on the basketball season. I honestly didn't know what to expect. I was just hoping for a fun team to watch and wanted to hope. I think that's what kind of a lot of Iowa State fans, especially after how horrible last year was. But I mean, we're going to be ranked this year, like next week.
We could be ranked. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's 100%, but I don't see why not.
Cause we have a top 10 team by 20.
We have the best resume on one of the best resumes in the nation already.
Yeah.
Like, We beat Oregon State, who won the Elite Eight last year, and we just beat the living crap out of Memphis.
Yeah.
Who has one of the most talented rosters in the nation.
We beat Xavier by 10.
Yeah. It's I don't know. It's I'm dumbfounded because, like, I was like, when Foster got kicked off and
Blake Henson
left, I was like, my expectations went down a few. Like, they weren't really high to begin with, but man, like, these guys deserve our respect. They deserve a crazy Hilton here on out. And, like, I think the students finally see it's good to see when, like, this term is going to help our students. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to make Hilton fun again. And it's already been fun, but, like, that was, like, there's some students there, but, like, a full packed Hilton, it's going to be insane. And
I think the way we play, like, it's going to, Hilton is perfect.
It's a match made in heaven. Like,
yeah, like, when we get 5 stops in a row, Hilton's going to be going nuts. And, like, that's when our guys can make a run offensively, hit shots that maybe they normally hit. And if Gabe Kalsch is hitting step back threes and getting a 4-point play, like, Hilton's going to be super fun. I think we're going to be a problem in the Big 12. It's hard to say. I mean, I'm sure Baylor's really good. But I think the overreaction is like, oh, we're a tournament team. If we make the tournament, that would be freaking awesome. But we're just fun.
I think this team it will be, and eventually is like, just show us like Iowa State, like Fred built a program, and like it didn't take very much long to go back to exactly where we were. I mean, that team had 7 NBA players when Fred left to hand it to the next guy. But TJ knows, like, it's just so weird because like I'm so used to like, okay, we're playing good on defense, but eventually Memphis is going to go like on a 30-0 run. But like even Fran was like, I don't think they can score 17 points in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But we were just absolutely mauling them on defense.
Yeah, no, it's – our rotations are incredible. We communicate extremely well. It's – I mean, as an Iowa State fan, it's something we haven't seen since probably the Stacey days where we'd really get up and defend people. Like, Fred's teams are super fun, but, like, defense was not even in the top 20 list of things that they did well.
Yeah, like, you've had inside information with the Fred era. It was like, they didn't practice defense.
No, like, they just were good offensively, and they defended when they needed to situationally. But, like, we are a good defensive team.
And the
thing about defense is it doesn't matter if you're hitting shots or not. Like, you can always play defense, and that's going to keep us in every game.
Yeah, especially when you have Hilton Magic, one of the best atmospheres in the nation. And with COVID and that last year's team, we're excited to go to Hilton. Like, man, I miss going to Hilton, but like now we have a team that's bringing the magic back.
Teams are really going to struggle to score against us at Hilton. Like, yeah, it's going to be loud, and being loud is only going to help us defensively. And I don't know. I think we'll have some. This is not the only big win we're going to have this year.
Because just think of Gabe Kalsher, Brockington. They haven't been like in an atmosphere like that before. So it'd be kind of a learning curve for them too. Like, wow. Like if I'm so used to like, cause like Tyrese Hunter probably didn't have any fans in his high school. Mm-hmm. Had to wear masks. Like going from that to like, it just being like, you can't even hear. And when you're making shots, that's going to be a learning curve. And yeah.
But I mean, I think Tristan and Aruna is going to benefit from, I think Jazz Kuntz is going to be like,
he's already a fan favorite, like, man.
That guy plays so hard, but he's just so smart. He makes the right play. He is always in right position. He hits big shots when we need him to.
That spin cycle today, that was me and Michael and Will were just running around the room like, that was so dirty. I was like, oh man,
it was like an almost turnover that turned into one of the coolest plays I've seen in a long time.
It was just like,
I think check the Iowa State Twitter right now. I think everyone has just lost their minds. Like, what is going on? Like, no one expected this, but I think TJ has shown that he has totally changed kind of the way we go about things. And you can just say our guys really get along. Like, they really celebrate each other. And I think
it's so polar opposite of last year.
Yeah.
That it's just like, as a fan base, we're it makes us uncomfortable.
Yeah. We're like, whoa, what's going on? All
right, this is like, joy is like, I don't remember what joy feels like. We're watching a basketball game. Like, we just watched Breece Hall like run for 275 yards, or whatever. And then we flip on the basketball, because like last year it was like, we don't even talk about what's going on. We're like, we got a Fiesta Bowl team. Like, we got football. We're a football school now. I'm like, I don't know. Like, basketball, we can We're it was not long ago. Like, we were Big 12
this
champs.
This is a team that could win the Big 12 tournament, KZ.
Yeah. All it takes is...
get hot at the right time.
Yeah, get hot at the right time, play defense, and have a fan base behind you. And we have that.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Potentially adding depth with this Georgetown transfer, if we can add him. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I don't really know what else to say. Like, there's nothing... I have nothing intelligent to say other than...
it's fun.
That was that is the funnest basketball game I've watched. I don't even remember the last time I had that much fun watching a basketball game.
And, like, we have two different players have 30-point games back-to-back. We had Isaiah Brockington absolutely lose his mind against Xavier. He was just making shots. One, like, shouldn't have gone in, but he just went in. And you look at Brockington, he's just, like, doing the Jordan shrug. He's just like, oh, man, yeah.
Kalischer was money tonight.
And, like, just think – I made the tweet about Ty Harris. He hasn't beat a Big 12 team yet. But, like, thinking of him before the season, like, I might get to play Iowa State, like, but I got Bates. I got all these studs, and, like, I'll be all right. But, like, man, we just absolutely blew the doors off of Memphis, and it was just so weird. Like, I don't know. Fran even was, like, kind of, like, dissing us, like, with Memphis. It was nothing, giving us no credit.
That's where we thrive.
I think it'll take a while for us to be like, all right, Iowa State's actually good. We know they have the capabilities to have build programs, but, like, Memphis is like, oh, yeah, Penny. Like, you have Coach Penny, and you have Larry Brown,
Rasheed Wallace.
Like, there's so many, like, ESPN, like, little snippets during the game. Like, but, yeah, I don't know. Fran coming back to Iowa for the Iowa game, and that's, I mean, shot Louie and Tool. We're going to go Hilton. It's going to be absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I just love – Michael Swain said on Twitter, I really like how thoughtful TJ is with his substitutions. Like, we have our core eight guys, which I think is nice to know of kind of what the rotation is. But the way he can, like, pair up – substitutions with our long minute guys for the TV timeouts, like, we never look tired. Mm-hmm. And even with 2 minutes left, we're still causing turnovers.
There's an actual rotation, like, with the other guy. It was just, like, randomly, like, you're out and you don't know.
Just keep the same lineup for the rest of the game.
There's no flow. I feel like the flow is better. I mean, we haven't really lost yet, like, so we don't, like, we have nothing to complain about yet because, like, we're on a roll.
As a player, it's so much easier when you know to expect how the game's going to go. Like, Tyrese, I'm so used to Monte Morris playing the entire game. So whenever Tyrese goes out, I'm like, what's going on? Like, but why is he out? But, like,
the guy that surprises me the most is Trey Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Is he good on defense? Like, where the hell?
Yeah. That? No, Trey is going to be like a glue guy where, like, he's going to be Trey's going to hit some big shots in big moments this year. And
he has a good shot.
It'll be a surprise to someone. But I think Trey, credit to him, because he's obviously worked really hard, but he's totally bought into what TJ is selling. And I think he is a big reason why everyone gets along, because he's just a really good teammate. He's super positive. And, like, and he plays hard.
Like last year, like, he has a good shot. It just, like, didn't go in. But now, like, he has the confidence, like, hey, we have, like, a different culture. We are playing defense. It's just a totally different style of basketball. And Caleb Brill.
Yeah. Love him.
The perfect role. He plays it so well. Like, he knows.
He defends so well. He rebounds. Hits open shots when he needs to.
And we have players that know their role. Because last couple of years, no egos. We don't know what's going on. Like, we had highly talented recruits, but, like, it was like your turn, my turn. That's not, like, with this team. It's just going with the flow.
You defend or you're not going to play, and then. But we score in transition. But, like, even in our half court offense, we move the ball. We had some layups in half court offense. When was the last time we had that?
Yeah, it's just
it wasn't a dribble drive.
And, like, even like the players that don't exactly score a lot, like Robert Jones, he is so disciplined on defense.
Yeah,
it's just like so many plays. It's like, oh man, there's really no weak link on defense right now.
No,
which is crazy.
And all eight players,
because like Jazz is like a tall, skinny guy, but he is a monster on defense, an absolute monster.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense. I wouldn't have pegged him for being a presence defensively, but even especially when we go like to the 1-3-1, like him at the top is, I think that's gonna really change some games this year because can really disrupt. And but he's always, like Robert Jones is super disciplined. He's always in the right spot. And when you're always in the right spot, it's really hard to score.
Yeah. And like we're better at like picking at balls.
Yeah, it's I think Kalsher had like 6 steals tonight. Tyrese had 3. Like
yeah, Kalsher had 5 steals, man. Kalsher's money today. Played 37 minutes, 10 for 18, 3 for 5 from 3. And he likes to talk, and
I'm here for it. I love it.
So yeah, we just wanted to do a instant reaction podcast because we had like, man, we beat up. It was the I can't remember who said on Twitter, but I think it was Gukin or yeah,
Alex Gukin.
Alex Gukin. He said this is the largest win against the top 10 team
ever.
Margin of victory against the top 10 team ever in Iowa State history. That is
that's a pretty
crazy.
Good teams.
That's crazy. We had some good players too. And yeah, we'll end on that. Appreciate you guys listening, and go Cyclones.
Go Cyclones.